Last week, we heard the news that Washington has a new state poet laureate. He's Todd Marshall from Spokane. For the past 2 years, KUOW's literary producer Elizabeth Austin has held the poet laureate title. Her tenure ends at the end of January. Austin says the experience has changed her life and her art. And as she told KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silliman, the work of the laureate is totally self-directed.
The whole idea is that each poet will design programs that suit their skill set and their interests. And I think, frankly, that's part of the beauty of the way this is designed. The rationale for the role is the same all the way through, and that's to promote awareness and appreciation of poetry throughout the state and to promote the state's legacy of poetry. But how you do that is up to the individual laureate.
So what did you say that you were going to do?
Well, I talked about the fact that I believe very strongly that when people are given an invitation to poetry, that they want what poetry offers. And so I wanted, and in fact did, get to go all over the state to all 39 counties and offer generative writing workshops that would be open to anyone. They're called Poetry for All. And then I also did a little series of video Poetry for All writing prompts so that even if you couldn't make it to a workshop, you could try writing on your own.
You know, people, including me, think of writing as kind of a solitary activity. So this is stepping a bit out of what one normally does as a writer. Why did you feel called to do this job?
Marcy, I don't know, but it has always been part of my identity as a poet. It's why I do what I do here at KUOW. It's just something that gives me pleasure to see that light come on in someone's face when they realize that they are connecting with a poem or that they have found words for what they see about the world or feel about the world.
I'm talking with the outgoing Washington State Poet Laureate, Elizabeth Austin, who's our own literary producer. And you mentioned that you traveled all around the state. You visited how many counties?
39, all of them.
All 39 counties. In these travels, you're teaching people, but I imagine that they have questions about poetry as well. So what kind of common themes did you hear from the people that you met?
Well, it varied widely, of course, based on people's experience and exposure to poetry. So, for example, sometimes I would go into a community and I would give a reading at a Rotary Club meeting. And people would have real questions about, do people still write poetry? They're not people who had exposure to contemporary poets or poetry. Is it poetry if it doesn't rhyme would be a question I would be asked in those contexts. But even in the smallest communities, I found people who were actively writing and they wanted to know, how do I get my work into the world? How do I put a book together? How do I present my poetry to an audience?
You mentioned, Elizabeth, reading at a Rotary Club meeting, which I'm trying to envision. But are there any encounters in all this travel that really stick with you?
Oh, many, many. Sometimes what comes back to me is images from poems that people wrote in the workshop. So, for example, I'm thinking about a social worker in a small town in the middle of the state who wrote this incredible image about following walker tracks into the woods behind the Veterans Center as she tried to find one of her clients. I think about conversations that came up either after readings or about workshops. I think often about a woman who was struggling to forgive her father before he dies. I think about a conversation I had with a mother and daughter who were both in a workshop of mine. And at the end of the workshop, we found ourselves having this conversation about sexual trauma that had happened in their house. This is the thing about traveling the state and talking about poetry, is that you go past the weather really fast. And if I've succeeded in creating an atmosphere that's safe and welcoming, people are hungry to find language for their suffering, for their quarrels with the world, and these can be an opportunity for that.
Clearly, you've had an impact on so many people that you have met and taught. What impact has all of this had on you over the last 2 years and your work?
I think I'm still figuring that out, and I suspect it will take a little while, but this might sound very strange, but what I have realized recently is that my relationship to silence has been changed by doing this role for 2 years. And I mean that in two ways. One, I think I have a different and deeper understanding of the fact that poetry for me comes from silence, that I require silence to write. But the other thing is that silence has become a much bigger part of my poems in the last 2 years. The poems are arriving in fragments punctuated by silence. And part of what that's meant is that I don't quite know how to revise these poems yet. They are still very new, and that's incredibly exciting. I go into my post-laureate time with notebooks full of images from the road and a sense that how I put poems together has been altered by a different understanding of the place of silence.
What about this two-year experience really do you think has been the most important for you? Has it been its influence on your work or your influence on other people or something else?
I don't know yet. One of the things that I'm clear about is that my relationship to the state has changed because I've not just gone into communities, but I've stayed in people's homes often. My sense of the idea that there's this red and blue state divide has really been complicated by knowing those people now, some of those people now. When I hear about a place like Republic or Odessa in the news, I've been in people's homes there. I know people, and those are not abstractions anymore.
Elizabeth Austin is the outgoing Washington State Poet Laureate, as well as KUOW's literary producer. She spoke to KUOW arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. Elizabeth hands over the official laurel to incoming laureate Todd Marshall on February 9th at Richard Hugo House in Seattle. By the way, you can hear one of Elizabeth's poems at our website. She wrote it before she became poet laureate, but it was published last year. Just search for Elizabeth Austin.